Authorities in Hungary are racing against the clock to prevent massive flooding throughout the country amid concerns of more rain in the coming days. Massive flooding elsewhere in Central Europe has forced tens of thousands of people from their homes. Stefan Boss has more from Budapest.
The River Danube has spilled over its banks in Budapest, claiming the Hungarian capital as the latest victim of record floods in Central and Eastern Europe that already killed at least 21 people across the region. Authorities hope they still can prevent large-scale flooding, but the Danube, one of Europe's main waterways, has already reached nearly 9 meters in Budapest, just 30 centimeters below the highest flood defenses in this city of about 1.8 million people. Here, near Botany Square, the Danube River already moves through sandbags, and police have cordoned off the area. Hotels have been evacuated on nearby Margaret Island and several roads and homes are underwater. For local resident 67-year-old Ferenc Braustatort, it's difficult to witness.
Hát nem jó érzés, különleges dolog, mert ilyen magas meg nem volt a víz.
He says, I planned to do my usual morning walk, but was shocked to see the rising water. While looking to the river and flooded embankments, he concludes, I don't think I will ever see this again in the rest of my life.
Lehet, hogy az én életemben már nem lesz.
There have been complaints, even from within the police, that the government is relying too much on up to 8 million sandbags, while not doing enough to improve infrastructure. One policeman even accused politicians of using the money spent on sandbags to add to their own bank accounts. Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán planned to ask Parliament to extend the state of emergency amid concerns that expected rainy weather will add to more misery. He was to meet legislators in the Parliament building where the Danube River seems to have reached the staircases. Hungary has anxiously watched massive flooding in other Central European nations as an unusually wet spring has swollen the Danube, the Elbe and several of their tributaries across Austria, the Czech Republic, Germany and Hungary. That has forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people, disrupting rail and road traffic and causing damage that preliminary estimates have predicted will reach several billion dollars. In the eastern German city of Magdeburg, the Elbe rose faster and higher than expected to nearly 7.5 meters, prompting the evacuation of over 23,000 people. Here in Hungary, some 7,000 soldiers, supported by several thousand volunteers, tried to reinforce dikes along the river, though several thousand people have been forced to leave their homes. This couldn't have come at a worse time for Hungary, which is also struggling to keep its economy afloat and prevent more international bailouts. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos in Budapest.